shortly introduce what is the topic, what is the subject of this exchange. For an assistance program, it is important that we have that we identify real needs of the countries and understand how can one support their efforts, because it is their efforts that to increase industrial safety and their efforts to accede or ratify this convention and most importantly implement it. So the needs, the identification of needs are important, and there must be this must happen. And we have three countries here that will be speaking about not the needs, because they were expressed some time ago, but they have also experienced some assistance activities in each of their countries, and they will. I will ask them to speak about what change did these activities bring, what impact did these activities have, and maybe where they stand with implementation and accession. And for an assistance program to work, well, there must be the countries that wish to be assisted, but also there must be countries out there who are willing and ready to provide well, financial means which are necessary, but also expertise and guidance through experts and maybe technical documents. And the third part, well, there must be somebody to implement these activities, and this is mainly done by, as per the assistance program, by the Secretariat. We have dedicated staff, extra budgetary staff, who are charged to implement these activities. But obviously, it would not be efficient and effective if we work alone. So we work with partners, with many partners. And we will hear that. But let me now introduce the panel members. We have Mr. Abdurakhim Muminov with us, the Vice Minister of Emergency Situations of Uzbekistan. We also have Mrs. Sharifa Kudobaksh, the Deputy Head of the Service of the State Supervision of Tajikistan, and that is supervision of safe conduct of works in industry and mining. Tajikistan, welcome. We also have Mr. Nikolai Bogdan, who is the Deputy Head of Department for Supervision of Industrial Safety at the Ministry of Emergency Situations in Belarus. We have, and these three panelists represent the countries, the beneficiary countries. We also have two panel members representing the donor countries. And we have Ms. Martin Ron Brossard. She is Deputy Head of International Affairs Division, Head of Europe Trade and Development Section of the Federal Office for the Environment in Switzerland. We also have Ms. Elena Klovac, an international expert nominated by the Federal Environmental, Industrial and Nuclear Supervision Service, Rostechnadzor, in the Russian Federation. And from the two partner organizations that we have invited to this panel today, as I said, we work with many partners, but today we invited Mr. Valery Pietrov, the Director for Center for Emergency Situations and Disaster Risk Reduction. The center is in Kazakhstan, but the center is a Central Asian center, and he will tell us more. And Mr. Vladimir Hovespayan, who is the Secretary of the CIS Interstate Council on Industrial Safety. So, after this introduction, again, a warm welcome to all of you to have accepted our invitation to be members of the panel. I'm looking also at my watch, and we're running a little bit behind schedule. So I would like to ask you to, of course, say what you want to tell us, because that is very important. But if you could be also short in your statements and spontaneous, that I would appreciate. And I would like to start with the three countries who have benefited from the assistance program activities: Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Belarus. To tell us about, well, first of all, you had a number of activities in your countries. We more or less know the results of these activities. Lisa has introduced them. They are in reports, but you can of course come back to the results. But what would be, I think, interesting for us to hear is the long-term impact. What change did these activities bring about? What is the long-term impact, and how does that affect the road that you are on? Hopefully, that you will soon the road to accession and to ratify this convention. I think that's the ultimate impact, and that we are all expecting. So, if you can reflect on that, maybe I would like to first give the floor to Uzbekistan. Mr. Muminov, maybe you could take the floor first, please.